Ben Miller and his wife Emily sit in silence in the den of their walled estate, a mansion they named Skylark after a bird they remembered. Ben dozes in the white recliner next to Emily's velvet chaise while she is absorbed in her book, paying little attention to the late show playing on TV with the volume turned down. It's well past midnight, and the only sound is the faint ticking of a mantel clock. Emily, dressed for bed, though her hair remains styled in an elegant bun, is jolted by an unfamiliar noise coming from beyond the open French doors leading out to the pool area. Startled but curious, she listens intently for a few moments before dismissing it and returning to her reading. Both in their 50s, Emily and Ben are an attractive and successful couple who have made a fortune in pharmaceuticals. Despite their wealth, they prefer to keep a low profile. They donate large sums to various charities anonymously, apart from a hospital wing at Cedars that bears their name. However, they occasionally appear in the society pages after attending charity events. Deeply immersed in Night Shift by Stephen King, one of her favorite authors, Emily is once again startled by a strange rustling somewhere near the pool. She considers whether it might be birds or some animal making noise in the palms. She gazes outside and takes a moment to try to identify the source of the sound. Eventually, she shrugs it off and returns to her book. On warm summer evenings, Emily and Ben love leaving the French doors open to let in the scent of orange blossoms and the gentle breeze from the pool. They spend most of their evenings together in this comfortable room with its high ceiling and exposed beams, wood-paneled walls, plush cream carpeting, and cozy furnishings. It's their private retreat within the large house that seemed to grow bigger as their children grew up and left for college. With David and Sarah focusing on their own lives now, Emily and Ben can enjoy each other's company, sipping cocktails at dinner and sharing intimate moments when they please. Emily takes a sip of her white wine. Ben's tumbler of Glenfiddich sits empty on the side table. He's dressed for bed, too, in the monogram pajamas she gave him for his birthday, glasses perched on the end of his nose as he sleeps. Ben starts snoring loudly as Emily lets out an exasperated sigh. She marks her place in the book before closing it and placing it on the nearby table. If she lets him fall asleep more deeply, he'll never wake up and go to bed. Tempting as it is to leave him there, she knows he'll complain about feeling stiff from sleeping in the recliner instead of their comfortable king-sized bed. Emily rises and walks over to the French doors, pausing for a moment to look outside before grasping the handles. Just as she's about to close and lock them up for the night, she gets the eerie feeling that someone is watching her. She quickly shuts and locks the doors, catching a glimpse of her fearful reflection in the glass. Shaking off her unease, Emily walks to the television to turn it off, just as Chevy Chase has finished his interview with a wave and the audience applauds. Bang! The glass of the French doors explodes inward, sending shards flying into the room. Emily screams and stumbles against the television as two masked men burst into the den, guns aimed at the couple. Ben jolts awake and frantically shouts out to Emily, "Run!"